are here at the 2018 NACUSO Network Conference in Anaheim, California, aka Disneyland.
It is.
We are here with Pejos Srinivas NJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Very busy.
I've been a lot busy, but it's fun. I get to talk to really cool people like you and all the offerings that they're offering in there. So tell us about Pejo. What do you guys do?
Pejo is a platform that helps you build Siri-like assistant, right? Mm-hmm. Apple Siri-like assistant. That can help the credit union prospects, members, and their employees in about 119 languages, both reactively and proactively, through voice and text. Basically, what it does is it takes off all sort of friction in banking, right? Like, it's a friction that comes through knowledge. It's a friction that comes through technology, not knowing how to use the technology, or it's a friction that comes through language barrier, right? It takes off all sort of friction, taking credit unions several steps closer to the true, goal of making financial inclusion happen, right? So, and while you can use the platform, offering frictionless banking, helping, more and more people bank easier, at the same time, this technology will be helping you cut down the cost and also increase the top line, and while increasing the customer experience. It's like a one package that does everything for you, right? Like, so that's Pejo. I think I'll tell a little bit of a background why we started this.
That was my next question. What prompted this?
I come from a family which has about 3 decades of experience running a large successful credit unions. Grew up firsthand noticing the challenges that they face. If they don't solve them, they'll soon be irrelevant. But we all know these challenges must be solved by all the credit unions and the community around to stay relevant, because there is a larger purpose behind doing this, right? Like, we want to ensure that credit unions play a big role in financial inclusion and bringing the community together, right? So that's one of the biggest inspiration where I've seen firsthand the challenges and how we could solve this. That's how Pejos really started. We already work with several financial institutions worldwide in Asia, Europe, US, and Singapore and whatnot.
You are international, man.
Yeah. So personally, what makes me be here is my background in having gone through this experience running credit unions, my family for several decades, right? So, and the challenges they face and the impact they've been creating to the society, that's one of the biggest reasons.
So you saw it intimately, personally, for years and years and years. So you know this stuff backwards and forwards. Yeah. So that's really cool. Yeah. How long has Pejo been around?
Around for about 4 years now. Okay. Yeah. So I think, honestly, I believe if you take off all the friction in banking, think about it, right? So let's say you want to ask a basic question about, let's say, how CDs work, deposits, right? You always will be thinking, is the back, the representative in the branch is going to judge you when you ask that question? You're always thinking about this. You're trying to build a perception whenever you go, right? Imagine you have an intelligent assistant. You can just ask any questions. Now you're free to learn, right? You let go the fear that no one is judging you, right? So it makes a huge difference in financial inclusion. Now you kind of think about that. You could do it any language, right? Regardless of wherever you are. Right, it could be this platform enables this knowledge that Siri-like assistant, the knowledge you train to that, get exposed to any channel. You could be calling a 1-800 number and asking a question about basic financial, how things work, right? Or could be talking to a bank to get things done. Hey, I want to send $20, to my mom. Can I just do it? Right? It says authenticate. You press the keys and you're done, right? So, gone are the days where you have to wait. Always it says menu has changed. Please listen carefully, right? So. Always, right?
Nightmare.
Yeah, so you just have to call and start speaking, just like you would talk to a bank representative and get things done, yeah.
So this is kind of like Alexa-type stuff, Google Home Assistant, Siri, that type of stuff?
So, all the big guys are going to do their own channels, right? Like, Google Home, Alexa, and Apple Power, whatever, right? Like, all the big guys are going to do their own communication channel, where they want people to communicate to businesses through those channels, right? Like, that's the strategy. Even the likes of WhatsApp is doing, or Facebook is doing, and whatnot, right? So the way Pejo works is You know, these are additional channels, like the way, you know, mobile apps are there today or websites are there today. These are additional channels of communication, right? What we do is a platform underneath these channels, helping you create knowledge once and deploy across all these channels, right? So channel is an interface for you, but you still need to have enough knowledge to have a meaningful conversation in this channel, right? So the platform underneath, what Pageo does is help you build this knowledge base and automatically works in 119 languages and exposes this knowledge across all of these channels. And for as a credit union, your job is to kind of make sure this knowledge is you know, updated and maintained at one place, and it is automatically accessible with accurate information across all channels, right?
This is artificial intelligence in action, literally.
Yeah. We are live with some of the largest to the world's most innovative banks. We process millions of conversations on our platform every day. Just to give you kind of put things in perspective, across all the live deployments we have, the total capacity we have set up is about 15,000 conversations per second. That is 30% of Google's worldwide traffic. Right, you know, just to put things in perspective, you know, don't quote me for this number.
Okay.
I've read somewhere, you know, Visa has at peak about 2,000 transactions per second capacity, right?
Yeah.
So, and you know, on an average, they are doing 200 transactions per second or what, so you know, around that number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are set up capacity at 15,000 conversations per second. Right. So this just kind of give you an idea about the scale.
Yeah. So where do you guys go from here? What are some of your goals? What do you want to achieve in this industry? What do you want to achieve here at the show?
Actually? I mean, as I said, right, like, you know, I've never felt so close to my roots being here. I know the challenges they're facing. You know, this is one of the significant reasons that inspired me to start Pageo.
Yeah.
You know, glad while I'm here, it's validating a lot of things that while the regions are different, the challenges stays the same, right? So, and the technology stays the same to solve those challenges, right? So, you know, I'm here just to kind of catch up with you know, QSOs and you know, some of the you know, really successful credit unions who are the, you know, CEOs and the chairmen and the presidents are here. Just learning from them what's going on and are they looking at artificial intelligence deeply, because it's happening across all the countries on the right side of US. It's happening already, right? So,
good point.
Yeah, so, you know, the market here is still being slow to kind of adopt that. So just sharing what is the ROI that's already in the industry seeing, right? So, and this is real, and you should be planning to adopt something like this.
I'm glad you started going down that road, because my wrap-up question was, like, what advice do you have for credit unions out there who are just getting into AI or thinking about or just kind of on the fence with AI? What's some advice for you?
So I would say, actually, when I was doing my on the panel, I was actually created a framework on how you evaluate the vendors, because there is a lot of noise out there. You know, people take big names, and you know, one of the challenges I feel, you know, including back in the our own credit unions, and what we feel is, you know, people talk about deep technology, right? Like, the artificial intelligence is a deep technology, blockchain is a deep technology, and when they come and when multiple vendors come and pitch you, you're always confused. You know, that word sounds fancy, and you know, this word sounds fancy, but you know, technology may be very different, right? So what makes sense to you is could be very different, right? You're always having the challenge. We understand that, right? Like, you have a lot of marketing pitches coming to on your way, and you know, we understand it's challenging for you to understand, you know, which is good and what which is not good. So hence, during the panel discussion, I create a framework and help you understand, you know, how do you evaluate these vendors, right? So what are the things that should matter to you, right? So I'm happy to put that down in a blog on Pageo,
sure.
So someone can take a look and kind of
we'll put the link in the show notes if you want.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, I have the slides. I'll share it
all
with
right
you. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is awesome stuff, Serenas. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
It's a pleasure.
Well done. Congrats on your success already.
Thank you.
That's good news.